Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show with Zach in the Nose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 The Joe, WQAM.
All right, we'll get back to your text messages here in just a second. 56022 is the text machine. 305-567-0560. Is the phone lines. We're going to get to another observation right here. I just want to let you know that I got fully distracted during the break. I don't know if any of you out there watch the show Power on Stars.
Tommy and Ghost.
And one of my favorite characters, even though he's labeled a snitch on the show, is Dre. And Dre is legitimately in the Power 96 studios right now doing an interview with Evie, and he was live on the air. I'm not sure if anyone was just listening.
What's
to Power 96.
What's going on back here right now?
And they were on the air live, and I walked in, screamed, I am one of the only white people to watch Power here in the building, and I did it as a joke. He got up, looked at my Biggie Smalls shirt, took a picture, and I said, I got to get back to my show. That was my highlight of the day outside of seeing you and, you know, whatever. You're second place. But Dre... sitting in the other room, so I got fully distracted.
You're like excited right now.
It's one of my favorite shows. It's like one of my guilty pleasures, watching Power, even though this season's
I think like 50 Cent, I remember shooting his own child, and that was it for me.
Right,
that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
game
yeah,
over.
Yeah. Yeah. 50 Cent no longer on the show.
Oh, you just spoiled Power on the Zach and Nose Fantasy Radio Show.
Who knew? Listen, we get into a lot of stuff here on the show. And we will get into more. There is two or three personal ones that I will get to before the show is over with you that people have texted in. We take basically just about any text here on the show.
Let's talk some fantasy, though.
But we'll get to some. Now, I want to go over another observation with you because it's another guy that we've talked about a lot, and I believe he is going to be on Monday night this week. It's quarterback. It's Aaron Rodgers. I would say this. In the last 4 or 5 years of fantasy football, before Patrick Mahomes got into this league and became Patrick Mahomes, if there ever was a case for a first-round quarterback or very early second-round quarterback, it probably was Aaron Rodgers or very close to it.
You know how I feel, but yes, your point is made.
The point of that, I know the no strategy for this year and even last
Every year
was to wait on the quarterbacks. But in that case, people got a little crazy towards the end of the first round, early second round, knew they weren't getting, you know, David Johnson or Le'Veon Bell. Let me just get the best quarterback out there.
Listen, Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Right. He's a Hall of Famer. And 5 years ago, Aaron Rodgers was the best quarterback in fantasy. You know, it was him when Brady had Moss. Yeah, that was pretty good too. But right now, Aaron Rodgers was probably a player in many fantasy drafts across the nation of somebody, again, as you said, in the third to fifth round, sort of got stuck, didn't know what to do. And then the worst move you could do is just default to, oh, Aaron Rodgers is still on the board. How could I go wrong? Well, you probably are asking yourself, how bad did I go? Well, right now he is ranked 19th amongst all quarterbacks.
Wow.
And that's just not acceptable because
no.
I'm not going to go through number 20 through 32, but they're awful. Last week was a little fluky with the nose pick of the year, Aaron Jones, taking all his touchdowns. He hawked them. You know, that could have gone any direction. Okay. But this week, we want to talk Aaron Rodgers. Well, this is the week. He's going against Detroit at home. Under the lights, Detroit is ranked 30th against the pass. So just don't question me here, okay? You're starting Aaron Rodgers. And yes, I know Devontae Adams might not play.
Right.
And yes, I know Darius Slay might be coming back for Detroit, who is one of the better cornerbacks in the league. But this is just his time to shine. It's that Monday Night Football game where he is at home and he's going against a bad defense. And he is a must start. So for this week, Aaron Rodgers, you start. If we have a bad week or if we have another 250 and one touchdown game, which, again, is unacceptable for me, we're going to start talking about alternative options.
Ooh.
But we're not there yet.
Okay.
So we're in the last week of We Do Not Panic, but we are not panicking on Aaron Rodgers. And he is one of the most asked about, talked about guys right now because his stats are just not up to par to what Aaron Rodgers is normally doing. But, again, I'm telling you, Monday Night Football, there's nothing greater to have that back pocket
right.
player. and your back pocket player is going to be Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to get his players the ball, and he's going to have a good game.
Nothing like going into a Monday night game, not down that much, if you are down at that point, and you got A.A. Ron playing, and you know you need 14 or 15 points to probably win.
It's a long day, too.
And, you got to wait till 9 o'clock or 8:45 till kickoff. At that point, there's no way you're making it through the whole game. You hope he just maybe gets there close by halftime so you know you can go to sleep, wake up in the morning with that 2 or 3 point win, right?
I know. Sometimes when my eyes are closing, maybe I had a few cocktails earlier in the day. Right. Let me just give you all a trick. Hit the DVR button, close your eyes. The moment those eyes wake, hit that DVR button all over again. Maybe wake up a few minutes earlier and listen. Have your phones away from you, and it's just like it was live, baby.
The nose hack.
Oh, sometimes you got to do it. When you have a two-year-old,
right?
Things get a little tiring in the long days.
All right, let's get to a couple more text messages here. They're flying in. 56022 is the text line. If you want to ask any questions, any advice for the nose, we will give it to you now. You can pick the nose through the text machine tonight. Start 3 of 5, and guess what? One of the five? Not playing this week, so it's really starting 3 of 4. Michael Thomas, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, and the fifth one was Allen Robinson. We're going to cut him out. So
Start Allen Robinson. Yeah, don't even think about it. Dude, just do it. Yeah. See what happens.
Actually, to be honest with you, if you're going to start asking questions about people on bye weeks, I am going to tell you to start those players.
Meanwhile, I mean, I'd like to help this person because you need to trade wide receivers. You have Michael Thomas, great Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Allen Robinson, Keenan Allen. Did you draft any running backs? Is this an 8-person league?
Right.
My God. Even if Tyreek Hill is playing, you're starting Michael Thomas, Cooper Kupp, and Keenan Allen this week. No question. And let Tyreek get a little his feet wet.
Yeah.
We don't know. You don't know in that. I mean, sometimes you're going to have to start him. Don't get me wrong. But you don't know what you're going to get in that
he
first game.
He could be
back.
A week away from being the number one wide receiver in the league again. Like, it could be that. For him, he is a really there's humongous boom and not so much bust.
Let's remember, I believe he hurt his clavicle. Mm. That is not anything to do with his legs.
Right. That's right.
That is the fastest human being ever.
As long as he can catch the ball and still run his 4.2, I think you're okay.
Agreed.
Let's see. Trade away Robert Woods for Mixon.
You traded Robert Woods?
He traded Woods. Would you trade away Woods for Mixon?
Yes, I would. Yeah. Yes, I would. This is a perfect example of where I still believe that the running back is the most important position out there. And, there's a lot more quality wide receivers than there are running backs. And Mixon is a quality running back. So, good. Yeah, make that trade. Get Mixon.
McLaren or Woods? That's another one that just came in here. Or did we already answer that question earlier in the show?
We did, and it was McLaren. I'm going to stay consistent.
Someone just texted in 7 more times, so I'm glad you did that.
Consistency.
Okay, pick 3. Adam Thielen, Amari Cooper, Lockett, or DJ Shark?
You're going to have
to do.
Say DJ Shark, Cooper,
so Thielen. Need 3. Thielen, Cooper, Lockett, Shark.
Got to start Cooper, got to start Thielen, and I am going to say start DJ Shark over Lockett. Yes, I'm saying it.
Wow.
Lockett came out with some very personal news. And
like what? What do you mean?
He is a virgin. Yes.
Wow.
He is very, very into being a virgin.
Wow.
He came out and told the world on Adam Schefter's podcast this, and therefore, I recommend benching him in this situation.
Schefter gets the scoop in the podcast.
A little personal, huh?
Yep.
Maybe you want to keep that one closer to the vest, you know?
I mean, listen, you got to do what you got to do.
You do what you got to do, but maybe you don't have to tell the world about it, unless you're a very secure man.
Right. Someone said, is this live local programming on 560 at 6:45 tonight? Am I hearing this right? Yes, that was 25, 30 minutes ago. You are. We are. There's not many live and local shows here on the QAM anymore.
We are real.
We're real.
We are here.
We're here.
Yeah.
Hear that? That's us. I'm hitting the microphone right here. Okay. I traded Emmanuel. This just came in. I traded Emmanuel Sanders and McLaren for Odell Beckham. Was that a bad choice?
No. You did great. Let me tell you something. That's called buying low, okay? I think you did a wonderful job. I will not give up on Odell Beckham. I think he's going to have his better days ahead of him. So what you did, sir or lady.
Or ma'am, yeah.
Well done.
And he also puts a part two, where she puts a part two in this. Now my receivers are Edelman, Watkins, Josh Gordon, Cooks, and Odell Beckham.
Yeah, you did good there.
That's a fantastic wide
receiver. Maybe take a wide receiver or two and maybe trade back for another running back or something like that. But I really like what you've done there.
Right. Yeah. PPR to start, Juju or Cortland Sutton?
This is where we are.
Wow.
You know, let me tell you something. That's a fair question. But I'm still starting Juju over Cortland Sutton. You know, this is where we've gone with Juju, and I'm sad about it because he's one of my favorite players, and he's a super talent. I don't even Gil Hodges from Samford College. I actually know this guy Hodges. I just don't know anything about him.
No,
I mean, I watched what we watched. He actually threw the ball down the field. He did target his.
But now it's a full game, and they're preparing for him. There's a difference between a quarterback coming in the middle of a game that you've never seen before. A defensive coordinator is really not prepared for it all, and he comes in and he shocks the world a little bit for a quarter or two. It's getting ready for the next week when he starts. That defensive coordinator now has some tape on him, and that's normally where the defensive coordinators get the best out of one of those young guys. I don't know what to do there. And you've been taught. Listen, Juju was a kind of start with the backup Mason Rudolph in there. Now you get the third stringer in there.
Hey, if Kyle Trask could come mid-game and do it and then do it again, why can't this guy?
I guess you're right.
I had to.
No, that was very good by you.
I thank you.
Dak or Russ Wilson this week? Dak Prescott or Russell Wilson?
Well, let me go to the nose rankings over here.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have actually Russell Wilson at Cleveland ranked sixth, where I have Dak Prescott ranked seventh. So literally, they are next to each other. I'm going with a slight edge over Russell Wilson. With Russell Wilson, he's lighting it up.
Out the last
he is so good right now, and I know how good Dak Prescott is right now. And again, this is sir, lady, ma'am, whatever. Please make a trade and trade one of those guys because you don't need both of them.
Right.
I mean, you
two
just
good
have
quarterbacks.
Really good quarterbacks, and there are some bad quarterback scenes out there. And I would look to all the rosters, see who's starting the worst, and don't be greedy and get a quality player for yourself.
Right. That's it. All right, last one here before we take a break. PPR flex, AP or Hillman? I believe that's the third.
Are you talking Johnny Hillman from Rutgers University, Jersey?
I think he's playing for the Giants tonight.
Against the Patriots.
So AP against the Dolphins or Hillman, the like eighth string running back for the Giants tonight against your New England Patriots.
So is he AP or AD? That's the question. All day Adrian Peterson and Adrian. I call him AP myself. Right, but there is a little discussion. That's Adrian Peterson, no question about it. That's you can't start Hillman tonight. I mean,
it's tough.
You just can't
do
it.
One, yeah,
no, you just can't do it.
All right, 567-0560, 305-567-0560 is the phone lines if you want to get in, or 56022 is the text line. We'll take more texts as we go on. We got 45 minutes left in the show. You have Thursday Night Football going off after us tonight. You get the pregame show right after us, and then about 20 or 30 minutes later, you have the New York Giants, the New York Football Giants, and the New England Patriots. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with the Tropical Chevrolet Zach in the Nose Fantasy Football Show.
Welcome back to the Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show with Zach in the Nose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe, WQAM.
All right, before we get back into a couple text messages here, it's 56022, by the way, on the text machine. If you have any questions for the Nose, we will get to all of them. A lot of text messages.
Lots of
here
picking
tonight
of the nose.
I think the nose gets picked a little bit more on Thursdays because it's right before Thursday Night Football starts and people are in football mode.
This is killer slot.
This is good for prime time. More observations I wanted to get into with you because it's something that last week kind of got better, and the last weeks before that, the offense was really shaky. It's a Minnesota offense. We talked a little bit about it last week.
We talked a lot about it last
Kirk
week.
Kirk Cousins, Diggs, Thielen, Dalvin Cook, the whole deal. There was a little controversy up there with Diggs wanted out or not. Thielen called out Cousins. Cousins apologized. Dalvin Cook's the number two running back in the league. What do you do here? But I want you to talk a little bit about that Minnesota offense, kind of part two of our investigative reporting into the Minnesota offense that we've been doing the last couple weeks. But explain a little bit more about what you've seen, what you saw most recently last week with Minnesota.
I saw a confident Kirk Cousins throwing the ball, but he was throwing the ball to Adam Thielen and to Dalvin Cook. There's one person missing from this equation, and that's Stephon Diggs.
Yeah,
and
I don't dig that.
And Diggs is now just an enigma wrapped in bacon. He's crazy.
I do love things wrapped in bacon, just not my third-round wide receivers.
Goat cheese stuffed dates with bacon? Okay, anyway, so I could talk food all day. Listen, here's the situation. You are getting a really raw deal with Diggs because you probably drafted him anywhere between – you probably loved yourself for getting a late third or
– early fourth.
Or fourth round. And you're super excited. I remember multiple times in my drafts where I'm just praying no one took Diggs. And when I got him, I felt like it fulfilled my draft. No.
Not anymore.
Not so good. But listen, this is it. This is the last time I'm doing it. I am doing it one more time. Start him if you have to. Now, if you have other options, good. Text me, bring it up, tweet me, at Spencer Knows NOSE. I'll give you my honest assessment. But this is the last week. He's at home against the Eagles, who have the worst cornerback play in the NFL. They're ranked 27th against the pass, and that is a good place for Diggs to make, you know, to make something happen. Last week it was just the Thielen show, and I'm hoping this week it's the Diggs show. After this week, Diggs will not get any more endorsements from me. He will literally be a guy that is not still droppable. He's too talented to be droppable. But this is it, man. I'm giving you the green light to start him one more time because he's at home. Kirk Cousins is working off a good game. He's got momentum. He's got confidence. He's got Dalvin Cook, who should help him out plenty, and he should be able to throw the ball to his wide receivers. So I'm expecting Diggs to be able to have a good game. So that's the update is things got better, but they were better for Thielen owners. Thielen,
wow.
Last week.
What a week.
Great week. His owners were very, very happy because it was a rough start for him as well. This week, I'm calling out for, again, you got to start both those guys. Again, if Diggs, if you have better options, I understand, but go give him a start this week. I'm giving you the green light. One more week, I'm believing that Diggs will break out this week.
I'm hoping it happens this week. That's it. All right, let's get to a couple more text messages.
All right, let's do it.
The Minnesota, the enigma of that offense is really weird right now because you just don't know what to do with that offense.
Yeah.
And the Diggs situation really is a bad one for all owners. I am
saying start your Vikings one more time.
Yeah. All right, 56022, a couple more text messages here. This segment, we got about 30 minutes left in the show before Thursday Night Football takes over. Hey, they just put in all their picks from all the experts. Guess who they all picked tonight?
The Giants! Yeah, right. Yay, you wish. Big upset.
You really wish.
There is no Vegas line that is going to hold this thing down.
I think it's 17 right now, the Vegas line for this game tonight, which is...
There's going to be a lot of drunk people there tonight.
Right. And yeah, that's, you know, basically that's what I figure is going to happen anyway. How about this one? How do you think Kareem Hunt's going to get into that Browns offense? Like, what do you think? You know, a lot of people have him stashed, and I have him stashed too. I took him in the late round just in case. And I figured at that point, something does happen to Chubb before week 8. Yeah, maybe you have Kareem Hunt there, but what are you expecting anything from Kareem Hunt week 9 through 14 or 15?
I wish I could answer you with something firm and confident, but I cannot. I cannot predict what's going to happen week 9. The short answer is no. Nick Chubb is a star, okay? And he's their running back. I do believe that Kareem Hunt has tons of talent. He's going to come in. He's going to shark some of the volume from Chubb. So if you're a Chubb owner, you don't like
this.
You're
not happy.
Do I think that he's going to come in and be like immediately a flex option? I do not think so. I don't even know who their head coach is. We discussed it earlier in the show.
Right.
I don't even know if their head coach is going to be currently their head coach by
might
the time
be Freddie
week 9.
Kitchens, right.
I mean, he looks lost out there, and he's making a lot of mistakes. I know he's a popular guy in the locker room, and the players, you know, like him a lot. But you know, the Browns expected a lot more. So the short answer is no. I don't think that Hunt is going to be startable this year.
All right. Let's get to a couple more text messages for you. Someone asked about it. I have to get back to it. Edmonds for Arizona.
Yes.
This is a hypothetical here. If Edmonds starts this week and David Johnson's out, which would be a nightmare for my team, do you start him over either Lockett or Gallup?
Not Gallup. Gallup is a must start in all lineups this week, but Edmonds looked pretty good. He ran a pretty big run last week. If he gets the full go at home in the dome against the Falcons, he's a pretty darn good start. So, I like him, and if you have David Johnson, he's a good handcuff. But overall, I'm not starting him over Michael Gallup. No way.
Would you start any Jets players this week? And is there anybody worth picking up now that the quarterback is returning? Sam Darnold, the reports are he will be starting this week. That offense before the season, if you had a couple of the guys in the offense, you probably were okay with that. Le'Veon Bell and some of the wide receivers. But now, after Darnold coming back, he's going to play probably a little cautious for you this week. Le'Veon Bell obviously is there. But what do you do? Do you pick up anyone else? Do you start like a Robbie Anderson or one of those guys here? What do you do?
Yes, you just said it. The one guy that I've had a very soft spot for Robbie Anderson.
From Sunrise.
He is a really, really good wide receiver. He had no shot so far with the Luke Falk was at. I don't even.
Right.
It happened so like a fart in the wind that Luke Falk. Right.
Right.
So overall, I actually like Robbie Anderson quite a bit, and he has a rapport with Sam Darnold. I'd like to see it one week before I start starting him, but if you have desperate times because you have injured players and players on bye, the only player I would suggest starting on that offense, not named Le'Veon Bell, is Robbie Anderson.
I believe we have a tight end question for you here.
Yes.
Greg Olsen or Everett at tight end?
Right. I've actually seen that in my fantasy world for some reason. Everett got so many targets last week, and he had so many yards last week, where then Olsen, I believe, had a big, fat zero.
Donut, yeah.
Yeah, which I don't believe is going to be a donut this week against a porous Buccaneers team. But based on just the targets and the volume alone, I got to go with Everett over Olsen, even though I do believe Olsen will have a better game than nothing.
A family question for you. This is the Nose's nephew who texted in. Should I trade Odell Beckham? If so, who should I trade him for? What are you looking for there?
I'm just going to flat out say I do not think you should trade Odell Beckham.
Okay.
And, you know, there's not a lot of people are going to be like, oh, I'm going to go trade you for Odell Beckham and then offer a really good player at this point. Someone's going to try to be, you know, any type of fantasy owner is going to try to, you know, low dog you there or try to basically swindle you. Do not get swindled. You're a Gildan, okay? So what I'm saying is hold on to Odell Beckham and ride him out. It will get better. It will get better.
All right, couple more questions here. 56022 is the text machine. Lamar Jackson, Matt Ryan. How about that one right there?
I mean, they have the dreamiest matchups outside of Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson who are playing each other. I have Lamar Jackson number 3 and Matt Ryan number 4. I have them literally next to each other, but Lamar is going against the Bengals. The Bengals cannot stop the run. And when I mean they can't stop the run, it's bad. So what's going to happen here? He's going to run for over 100 yards. This is Lamar. Go Lamar Jackson over Matty Ice. And yes, Matty Ice is going to have a pretty good game too.
Right.
So I know I'm dealing with two very good options here, but I'm going to go with Lamar.
If Davante Adams is out.
He is.
Okay, so Adams is out. Pringles or MVS?
Oh, that's Pringles. No question about it. MVS is not to be trusted right now. And if Darius Slay does come back, I believe they're going to blanket him. Darius is going to be over MVS. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Pringles. But that's only if Tyreek is out. That's only if Tyreek and Watkins are out. Then the Pringles to start.
PPR League pick 1, Tyler Boyd, Mike Williams, or Sanu? You go oil can again?
I'm going oil can again. There's a connection there. He's a top
right.
receiver.
He's their top guy now.
He's
right.
the wide
AJ
receiver
Green's
one.
Not playing, right.
Yeah, he's not walking through that door, AJ
no,
Green.
He's not.
Weird situation over there right? in general. Yeah.
Well, Cincinnati right now is just a dumpster fire, and they're going to be fighting with the Dolphins, the Redskins, and the Jets for that number one pick.
But interestingly enough, the Ravens are letting up a ton of yardage in the air. Okay? A ton of yardage in the air. So this is Boyd. It's an easy call. I'll take it.
All right, 56022. If you have any more text messages for us tonight, what's a good play for tonight for the Giants?
Their kicker? Rojas?
Actually, their kicker might be a good play tonight. You're right.
I mean, that was the wittiest and quickest decision I could make. Listen, if you want me to answer that for real, Golden Tate has a chance of being good. I really do love Daniel Jones. I do. But this is a mismatch. The Patriots defense is phenomenal. I just think it's going to be one of those ugly games.
All right. Someone actually texted in Jarvis Landry or Stephon Diggs. God, I never would have thought that'd be a question 6 weeks ago before the season started.
Stephon Diggs.
Half point PPR, pick 2. Sanu, Nelson Aguilar, or James White? Sanu, Aguilar, James White.
Put White in right now and put Sanu in. Again, we talked about Matty Ice. He's going to have a great game at the Cardinals. They can't stop anything. But Sanu, James White, no question.
Teddy Bridgewater, Matt Stafford.
Yikes.
Wow, I think that was one that might have been asked earlier by somebody else or something close to that.
It was
that,
Bridgewater
right?
versus Goff. I'm writing these down.
Bridgewater, Stafford.
Stafford, gunslinger. Got to go with the gunslinger over the guy who's trying to control the game. Last week was a little bit of an anomaly for Bridgewater. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Stafford on this one. Even though it's not the best matchup under the lights, he'll throw the ball plenty.
Carson Wentz, Jameis Winston.
Okay, so Jameis in London
against
the Panthers and Philadelphia, at the Vikings. Jameis Winston. Vikings defense is too tough in this situation. I'm going to go with my favorite quarterback coming into the season, famous Jameis.
I like it. Another tight end question for you. Vance McDonald or O.J. Howard?
O.J. Howard owners not happy in life. I'm actually going to go and say O.J. Howard's going to have his first good game. So I'm going to go with O.J. Howard. I hear he loves fish and chips. There's a huge rumor about it. Big pub fan. Loves beer. You're looking at me like I'm being serious right now. What's wrong with you?
I like that. Okay, no. For a second, I was like, really?
No, yeah,
look
not, at that. Not really.
That's the kind of stuff you get here on the show.
Huge fan of The Who. Oasis? Okay, keep going.
Someone said, thanks, Zach, for not spoiling Power for me. I've been out of town. I missed Sunday's episode, and I'm going to watch it right now. Just landed in Miami, but yeah, that dude's a snitch.
Nice. Power.
I'm telling you, I'm still a little starstruck from him being in the other room. I thought that was really funny that we just walked by out of nowhere. That's what happens, by the way, when you're in a building that has seven radio stations.
You just never know,
especially when Power 96 is right
next
to you.
You're starstruck by like the fifth or sixth leading actor in Power, right. Yet you will like talk to Dan Marino. You know, like it's normal.
I know. Well, that is normal for me now. That's the problem. It's seeing Dre.
And I just find that to be weird.
Yeah, okay. I know. I'm sorry about that. Let's see what else we got here. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation or the original Vacation?
Whew. That's awesome. I'm going original. I am.
It's hard not to go, you know.
Original.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
Barbara.
You. We needed you on that one, yeah. But it's the original, and it's one of
you
the
have
best.
You have to go original mm-hmm. there. Yeah, you have to go originally. 56022. We'll take some more of your text messages. We got one more segment, one more big segment to go here on the show before.
One more big segment.
Thursday Night Football takes over the Giants and the Patriots. My brother, the Giants fan, says, please do not answer any more Giant questions tonight for
Johnny
the game.
Hillman.
And he actually said, do I really have to watch the game tonight? Yes, you do. It's the Giants playing tonight, even though by the end of the first quarter, the game will probably be over at that point. Zach in the Nose, presented by Tropical Chevrolet. Final segment of the week coming up right after this.
Welcome back to the Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show with Zach in the Nose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe, WQAM.
All right, last segment here on Zach in the Nose Fantasy Football Show. Brought to you by our friends at Tropical Chevrolet. Go see Danny over at Tropical Chevrolet and make sure you get yourself a good deal on a car. We'll take some more text messages here before Thursday Night Football takes over. The pregame show right after us and the Giants and the Patriots right after that. Let's get back to a couple questions here. I got a tight end question for you. O.J. Howard or T.J. Hockenson?
Oh, I'm going with the Hawk. Monday Night Football. I'm going to go with the Hawk over Howard.
You like guys particularly that play on Monday Night Football?
No.
More than anyone else? No?
No.
It's just weird.
Just making it a little sexier than it
is. No, I'm not. You haven't really trended that way. I'm just saying in general, like, I always look the right before the week starts, like Thursday night, tonight, whoever I'm playing this week in my two or three leagues that I'm in, I always look to see if someone's got a Monday nighter.
I mean, it's the first thing I check out.
Right?
But it doesn't mean I'm going to start somebody because they're on
because
Monday
of
night.
That.
Now, if you're looking at a pure 50-50 situation, which happens from time to time, I might do the Monday night coin flip because it's a big game. Maybe, you know, there'll be bigger stats or something like that. But overall, no. I mean, O.J. Howard, we discussed him. We just did recommend him, but for this is a different situation. Actually, if Hockenson clears the concussion protocol, I'm going to go with him on Monday Night Football.
All right. How about this one? Someone actually texted in Teddy Bridgewater or Patrick Mahomes. I almost didn't want to ask you that.
I mean, can we make fun of this guy?
I mean, I guess at this point because I would just think, here's a better part of that question.
Go ahead and start Bridgewater, bud.
Right, that's
Go for it.
Before you even answer that, is there a guy in the league right now if I put Mahomes or?
No.
Okay, it's going to be Mahomes every time.
Absolutely, not even a question. You can't even tell me.
Is there any other quarterback in the league like that?
The only situation is Deshaun Watson at home versus the Dolphins, maybe, but no. But still, no. There's nobody like that. There has nobody been like Pat Mahomes. Must start on every level.
Okay, so, again, take Mahomes out of it.
Okay.
Is there anyone else, any 31 other quarterbacks in this league that start for teams that if someone asked you this guy or you would just say, why even ask that? It's always going to be that guy.
No.
Is Deshaun Watson close to that?
He's close to it,
but he's not Mahomes like.
There's better starts out there, you know, right. You know, for example, if Lamar Jackson's going against the Dolphins, you saw what he did opening
right,
week.
Right.
Like, I'm going to tell you to start Lamar Jackson in that situation.
Yeah.
But Pat Mahomes is on another level.
Let's see. Someone said no calls today. What a waste. Listen, if we have calls lined up and we think they're going to be good calls, we take them. Otherwise, this text machine, I can't even tell you how many text messages we've had tonight. Sorry about that, sir. You should have sent in a text if that's the case.
I feel like we're failures now.
I never feel that way. let's see. White Galloway, DJ Chark. Need to start two. Which ones? White Galloway. I'm guessing it's James White.
Okay.
Galloway?
Joey Galloway?
I don't think it's Joey Galloway. It's okay. Probably, I'm guessing Galladay.
Okay.
In that situation.
Celebrate. So we got Galladay.
The White, Galladay, or DJ Shark. Pick two.
Shark and Galladay.
Okay. Non-PPR league, I need, this could be the same guy again. He's 3 out of 5. Oh, no, it's Will Fuller. V in there. Will Fuller, Oil Can Boyd, Diggs, DJ Moore, or McLaurin.
My God, how many do I have to pick?
Non-PPR, I need 3 out of 5. Fuller, Boyd, Diggs, Moore, or McLaurin.
I'm going Fuller, I'm going McLaurin, and I'm going Boyd, but I'm in protest because I still like DJ Moore a lot. I do, but those guys, I'm going to go with Fuller, Boyd, and McLaurin.
All right. Matt Stafford, Baker Mayfield.
Stafford. Baker is a desperate play, and we recommended him. I don't even remember who anymore. Maybe it was Jimmy Garoppolo. It was. Oh, my God. My brain's really working today.
Look at that.
Yes. I'm going to go with – I want to see how Baker plays this week, so let's not start him unless we have to.
Josh Gordon or Scary Terry?
Whew, love them both. Flash might have a big game tonight, but I'm going to go with Scary Terry. I really am. This is a dreamy matchup against the Dolphins with Case Keenum. Case Keenum, we know, could throw the ball, and he's going to throw it to that guy. So go with McLaurin.
PPR pick one, Lindsay, Mixon, Damian Williams. Whoa. That looks
Lindsay,
like a tough one right there.
Mixon, Damian Williams. Yikes. Because you know me, I love a little Mixon, but I mean, love a little Lindsay.
You
but
love Lindsay.
But he's going against the Titans, who are very, very sharp. I'm going to go back with Mixon again. And I know he has a tougher matchup against a pretty good defensive line, but he's going to catch a lot of balls out of the backfield.
What do I do with Todd Gurley? Is he going to play this weekend?
God, the quad now? Now the quad
right,
hurts?
Something else.
There's a lot of things hurting him, okay? I don't know yet. We're going to find out tomorrow. If he doesn't practice tomorrow, he will not play. It is up in the air right now. Literally, I think the quote was, it's up in the air. So I can't magically guess that.
Oil Can Boyd or Lindsay?
Oil Can.
Yeah, that's a good one there. PPR also. So
are they saying Oil Can on there?
Well, it says Lindsay or Boyd, PPR.
I'm waiting for someone to ask about Oil Can without saying Boyd.
I keep throwing that in there.
We have our own language here. You know, people are going to start to learn it or love it or hate it. We'll see.
That's it. 56022 is the text line if you want to get in here. Okay, someone also did a personal question for you earlier in the show. Heading to New York this weekend.
Okay.
Best Chinese,
I am from New York.
Best bagel.
Okay, breakfast. Essa Bagel. Go to Essa Bagel.
So good.
Comes out warm. Get yourself some of that Lox cream cheese, because in New York, they do it right. They give you chunky Lox cream cheese. Pizza, how many nights? Late nights in Murray Hill. Pizza 33 on 33rd Street. Oh, boy, after a night at the bar, you soak up one of the best slices.
Oh.
But then you're leading to my favorite restaurant ever in the world, my last meal, if I ever had to pick one, Chinese food, Joe's Shanghai in Chinatown, 10 Pell Street. Soup dumplings. Have you heard about soup dumplings?
No.
God, it is literally, it's called, the soup is called Elixir. It's what I named it. When you drink it and you sip it down, it literally makes you feel, I don't know, euphoric might be my word.
Wow.
Soup dumplings, Chinese food, Joe's Shanghai is the best. It is just, when I think of New York, I think of Joe's.
That is a very, I am starving now.
You should
well
be.
Done.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm very hungry myself.
I'm starving though. Jeez, what did you do?
Lay off me.
Right, that's it. PPR league, Connor or Lindsay?
Oh, God, Jimmy or Lindsay. I just don't love Lindsay's start against the Titans. I'm going to go with Jimmy.
All right. Someone said, sorry, my radio cut out. What was your opinion on Pringles?
Oh, the opinion was that you like the sour cream and onion.
Right.
And I love the straight up red original salty. I mean, you put it in your mouth and that crunch. Oh, it's the best. And I would start him if Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins are out.
I was going to say, part two of the question, what about football?
Yeah.
That's it. Matt Stafford, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Kirk Cousins. Wow. I'm going Kirk Cousins at home versus the Eagles. Man, them Eagles defense, they could use that Jalen Ramsey guy. I'll tell you that.
All right, this is probably a fake question, and if not, then this guy is the greatest running back core I've ever seen in my life in fantasy football. Need to sit one. McCaffrey, Cook, Melvin Gordon, your nose pick of the year, or Zeke? That's got to be fake, right?
I need that one more time.
I don't even know if I'm
No. You read four first-rounders, or I heard Zeke, I heard McCaffrey.
Zeke, McCaffrey, Cook, Gordon, Aaron Jones.
We're not answering that.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I just
did you draft a team by yourself?
I mean, maybe it's a one-team league. I don't know.
It might be.
Someone says lasagna pizza at Pizza 33.
Pizza 33. Good job.
Wow.
Somebody heard it, respected it, and brought it in.
Just great got a text pizza. Message that said, "Oh, my soup dumplings are amazing."
Listen,
how did I not hear about this?
You have a lot of culture that's needed. You need a food podcast. You know that? You need a food podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
Matty Ice is my first starter, two quarterback league. Do I go Baker or Minshew as my second?
Minshew. Done. Do not start Baker. Go Minshew and see how Baker does. We need Baker to have a good game before you're starting him in a two quarterback league, unless you don't have any other options. Yes, I know.
PPR league, Diggs, Gordon, McLaren, or McLaurin, whatever his name is.
I'm going. I feel like we've heard this question a few times.
A lot of people have.
Listen, I guess I might as well make the guy the nose pick of the week. He isn't, but Scary Terry, I mean, I'm all in on that guy. God, if McLaurin has a bad game, then I am toast.
Lindsey or Kenyon Drake?
Lindsey. Yeah, no.
Can't trust Drake yet.
Can't trust Drake. Yeah. I mean, we could trust him over some other players out there, but not Lindsey.
Yeah. All right, 56022. We got a couple minutes left here. Actually, let's get to the nose pick of the week.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, let's get to that. And then if there's any extra time, we'll get to a couple more of these text messages. But week six about to begin. We are literally about 35 minutes away from kickoff, 25 minutes away from kickoff of the Giants and the Patriots. Get those lineups in there. But the nose pick of the week for week six is...
I can't believe I'm doing it. First time ever again. First time ever doing it. You know what? I'm looking at you, and you have two nostrils.
I do.
You do.
Yeah. One of them stuffed.
I'm going with a double pick.
No.
I'm doing it.
Wow.
I'm doing it because I'm allowed to, because no one could stop me. I love two players this week so equally and in different positions that I needed to get them both out of off my chest, and they are two nose picks of the week. And the first one is the one that is pretty much a little obvious, and that's Chris Carson. Chris Carson is going at the Browns. And if you watched, again, we discussed it last week, the Browns were literally unable to stop the rush against Coleman and Breida, okay? Chris Carson has by far the most yards after contact. This guy is a beast. And they're going to beast mode him. And so Chris Carson, he is a must DFS play. He is a must start in your league. And if you own him right now and you're listening, smile ear to ear because he's going to give it to you. But that's a little bit of the obvious one. My wide receiver nose pick of the week is a player that people are still asking, do I start or not? We heard his name three or four times already on this show.
Okay.
Do we start him? Do I trade for him? Did I do good in a trade? Michael Gallup.
Wow.
Cowboys at the Jets. Michael Gallup, give it to me. I just got this. I mean, listen, he's been good. He's healthy again. Amari Cooper had a ridiculous game last week, and Gallup still was able to have a good game. I got Dak Prescott as a top, you know, seven play right now in fantasy quarterbacks. Michael Gallup is not a guy that should just be picked up as of 1 or 2 weeks ago, but now he is a must-start nose pick of the week. I'm talking 120 yards. I'm talking two touchdowns.
Wow.
I'm all in. Chris Carson and Michael Gallup are the nose picks of the week.
I love it. All right. We love the text. We love we didn't take many calls, if any, today, but we love the text messages. We love the tweets. We got a lot of tweets sent in also to at Spencer Knows, N-O-S-E. Thursday Night Football is about to start. That'll do it for us for this week. We really appreciate everybody kind of getting interactive with us. We'll be doing this every week until the fantasy kind of Super Bowls of all the leagues later on this season. We have to thank our great friends at Tropical Chevrolet, Danny and Erica and Ari and all the great people there at Tropical Chevrolet. Go see Danny. Get yourself a great deal in a car. Get yourself a bag of popcorn, too. I believe they still have the popcorn over there, too. And Danny's probably popping it as we speak there. The Nose, thank you, as always, for coming in here and doing the show with us. He's at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E, on Twitter, if you want to hit him up before Sunday or before any of the matchups this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week. Have a great time out there, guys. Enjoy yourselves. Don't get too crazy. And go out to Tropical Chevrolet, www.miamichevy.com. Go out there, check out Danny. Great deals over there. I love those boys.
All right, get to the website. Get over there here in Miami Shores to Tropical Chevrolet. Get yourself a car. And get yourself ready for next week of the fantasy football world. I guess you could say week 7 coming up.
Week 6
about to start any minute now.
Start your Patriots. Football. That's all I got. Your Patriots.
Yeah, any good play tonight, it's that Patriots defense against that Giants offense. Someone just texted in, best pregame ever. We agree with you as well. This is a great pregame for the pregame of Thursday night football. And like we always say on the podcast and on the show here, we wish you the best this week in fantasy football. Hope you score a lot of points. Hope you get those W's and how many leagues you're in. And I hope you just have a great week of fantasy football, unless you're playing me. For Garcia in the back, for the nose, I'm Zach. Thursday Night Football starts next.
Follow my nose. It always knows.
You're listening to Zach in the Nose with a Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 The Joe, WQAM.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.